never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning, I'm Twanda Black. We invite you to visit with us at Resurrection House for All Nations every Sunday, 8 and 11 a.m. services, or our midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Are you your brother's keeper? Absolutely. Apostle breaks down the story of Cain and Abel today. Let's listen in.
Look at Genesis. I want to show you something in Genesis 4. And then I'll come back. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. And bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, let me hear you. Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Yep. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood does what? Cry it unto me from the ground. And now thou art thou cursed from the earth, which had opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, he shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Amen. Quickly, Hebrews 11:4. So I can throw it all in. Hebrews 11:4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Amen. Come on, give me a better amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I know that you've heard the story of Cain and Abel from the time you were in Sunday school. Hallelujah. And you've heard it preached all over the world that the reason God did not accept Cain's offering was because it was not a blood sacrifice. Because whenever somebody says something, then we'll all embrace it and start repeating it. But we don't even consider whether it is true or not. The Bible doesn't tell you that. It doesn't tell you that the reason God rejected the offering was because it wasn't a blood sacrifice. I've heard somebody preach that Cain should have gone to Abel and exchange some produce for sheep to offer unto God. But there's one thing you have to know about God. God cannot ask you for something you don't have. And then when you look at the worship of God in the Old Testament, you will see clearly that the meat offering has nothing to do with flesh meat like goat or sheep. The meat offering is meal offering, wheat, barley, all those things, grain, produce. So that none of those things are true. When you look in this story, I'm still tracking to the blood. I just want to show you a few things. When you look at the story, you will see clearly what separates people in church. He says that when it came time for worship, I pray that the things I'm talking about today will straighten some of us out who don't expect conflict in church. Because you don't have real conflict until it's time to worship God. Because that's when God makes separation between people. And he said it was time for worship. And Cain brought an offering. But Abel brought the first. Did somebody hear what I just said? Cain brought an offering. But Abel brought. You see, if you want God to show up, he must be first. You see, if it was just the amount of what you give, then it wouldn't matter. But it is that what you give is an indication of your heart. Oh, is somebody hearing what I'm preaching? You see, you can give God an offering, but then once you bring your offering, then he looks at what you have, and then he looks at what you have. Then he goes to the next one. And he looks at what they have given. And he looks at what they have. Then I like this one. What has the devil said from the beginning? What is he still saying now? God doesn't have a right to decide who he accepts and who he rejects. Man is saying, even in America today, no, let us all get along. Don't say that anything anybody's doing is wrong. That's hate speech. Thank you for two amens. It did not start today. It started way back then. Because what should have happened? Cain offered an offering. God did not accept it. Abel offered an offering. God accepted it. But instead of making corrections, he got mad with the one that God approved of. You may not say amen, but I know what I'm talking about. Because I've been hated by even preachers. When people see God blessing you, they start attributing evil to you. They don't want to learn what you're doing. They don't want to make corrections. They just get mad. And I got tired of running after people. I say, hey, I can see that until God stops blessing me, you will never have a relationship with me. So I leave them alone. I'm preaching better than some of you are shouting. If you understand what I'm talking about, when people are jealous of you, you understand it has nothing to do with you. It is just because God is happy with what you're offering. And when God is pleased, no devil can stop him from blessing you. Hallelujah. And he said that Cain was angry. Beloved, listen carefully. Because many people are in church and don't understand why their stuff is not working. It's because when God examines you, he's not first. Your God is served conveniently. Your worship is not a sacrifice. It's not a first. It's a third. It's a second. And if he is not first, I mean, if, you know, God in his mercy showing us who he is. He told Israel, the first male that opens the womb is mine. The first thing that opens the womb of any animal is mine. When it comes to the animal, you sacrifice him. When it comes to a human being, you redeem them. Then finally he comes to them and says, the first of the first is mine. How do you get to the first of the first? You see, it's not just that the first is mine, but it says even when you're harvesting, the very first one you take out. Showing you who he is. Showing you his heart. That if you want God to move in your life, you must put him first. And when I see God blessing somebody at a higher level than me, I go put my head there. I want to know, what are you doing? Because God is the same. What moves him is the same thing. Wherever God is honored, he will show up. Wherever God is worshipped accurately, he will show up. You have no reason to be jealous of anybody. I'm telling you this morning, slay the green eye monster. You know what that is? Jealousy. Don't look sideways, look up.
Is God first in your life, or is he a convenience that you throw in? God must be first and honored in your life. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. End Time Apostolic Network, Etonet. It's for everyone called to the fivefold ministry who is ready to marry the agenda of God for the earth and his plans for end time global harvest. Come and join other apostolic-minded leaders for citywide evangelism and outreaches to raise the banner of the name of Jesus Christ over our cities and over this nation. You will be fathered and given tools to function in your ministry. For more details, you can call us at 770-994-3777 or log on at Etonet, E-T-A-N-E. et.rhfan.com. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo. Resurrection House for all nations where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace and love be with you.
We decree that by your divine power, you are re-entering the schools in America. We decree an end to mass shootings, school shootings, in the name of Jesus.
Now more than ever, we must intercede for our nation. Join other like-minded believers and spiritual leaders as we gather at the State Capitol Building in downtown Atlanta on Good Friday, March 30th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. We're raising an altar to God, crying for mercy, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, and leaving a spiritual imprint that will not be erased. For more information, 770-994-3777 or rhfan.com.